on EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has a respiratory infection, which requires further hospitalization for the 88-year-old. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers will propose a nearly $500 million plan for Wisconsin's correction system as part of the two-year state budget he'll announce on Tuesday. Evers' proposal includes closing the more than 100-year-old Green Bay Prison and remodeling the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility into a medium-security prison for adult males. A proposal is being reintroduced at the Capitol to combat human trafficking on the demand side. The Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution. And some snowmobile trails are open in south-central Wisconsin. The Dane County Parks Department opened the trails up in the northwest and north-central parts of the county on Saturday. Trail clubs remind users to be courteous and to remember that the trails are still in early condition.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Arctic air has set in. Mostly sunny and frigid today. Highs near 4 above. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Tonight, mostly clear, bitterly cold. A low of negative 15. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Interest free from BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 5 below. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with the Goo Goo Dolls, 802 and Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are and live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. Say anything at all, so why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life you kill? The priest is on the phone. Father hit the wall, your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. Nothing but fall.
90s and more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:09 on Monday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 1. We do have a cold weather advisory that remains in effect until 11 a.m. this morning for wind chill values of 25 below zero. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of negative 15. Due to this, we have another cold weather advisory from 9 p.m. this evening until noon on Tuesday. Wind chill values of 25 below to 29 below are expected this evening into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be sunny and cold with a high of 6. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 7 below 0. Wednesday, partly sunny and cold with a high of 9. Looking ahead, it is going to warm up into the 20s by the weekend. So, currently 5 degrees below 0 outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that very, very efficient weather forecast, Dave.
You bet. It's, you know, working my way through it, it's a little bit chilly, but you know what? The sun is outside. I'm looking outside the studios this morning. It is beautiful out there. And one thing I do need to take a moment, I want to say thank you to all of the City of Baraboo Public Work staff and the Sauk County Highway Department crews for keeping up with all of the snow this weekend. They had a very busy weekend and very busy week. I know the City of Baraboo Public Work staff has worked since Wednesday morning. They usually start between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. They plow, sweep, and clean the streets and the public parking lots, and they have been working nonstop since Wednesday to keep the downtown area clean and get rid of all the snow that's down there. So thank you to them, because that is no easy task, right, Emily?
That's right. Yep. It definitely takes a village to clean up the village of Baraboo. No, but it does take a village and a team of people to get out there and make sure that our streets are clean and safe, sidewalks as well. So, yes, thank you. Thanks for mentioning that, Dave. You're such a good guy.
You bet.
People in the air.
Yeah, well, and it's one of those things. I know it's a lot of hard work, and I know it often goes underappreciated. So I appreciate them doing it. And I know I was out working on some snow, doing things around the house. And I was up pretty early yesterday morning, and I looked out, and our alley and street was already plowed. So I appreciate them doing that. So thank you to them.
Absolutely.
And we are going to talk about our pets of the week. As a reminder, if you want to look at the pets of the week or find out more information, you can go to sockhumane.org. Emily, you're going to talk about Goose this morning.
I am, and I just love that name, Goose. This is such a cute little kitty. The expression on this guy's face is just like, come on, you know, you want to adopt me. Goose is a 6-year-old domestic short-haired dark tabby who is wanting her forever home. Goose has been very afraid and spends her time in the socialization room snuggled on a lap. She's very quiet, calm, and enjoys the security of a lap. Goose would probably do best in a quiet home with a lot of patience where she can spend time gaining her confidence. She would be a perfect companion for someone wanting a snuggle buddy. Goose is spayed, has been declawed in the front, and will be microchipped and up to date on vaccines before going home. Aw, what a sweet, sweet girl. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She is gorgeous. There are so many animals that need your love, and this one in particular kind of pulls at my heartstrings because, you know, any animal that comes in with some confidence problems just shows that they've had a hard time. So, definitely keep her in your mind. Check her out on the site.
Most definitely. And then we have Thor, who's a 2-year-old handsome Bindle Terrier mix who was surrendered when his family could no longer keep him. Thor is well-trained, knows several commands, and walks well on a leash. He is house-trained and crate-trained. Thor does well with cats and other dogs. At 90 pounds and being young and active guy, he would do best in home with older children. Thor loves the snow and would be a great partner for hiking and outdoor activities. Thor is neutered and up to date on vaccines and will be microchipped before going home. He is a beautiful dog. Again, to look at both these pets, go to sockhumane.org. So tomorrow, Tuesday the 18th, Baraboo Pizza Ranch will be doing their fundraiser and community share night for the Sauk County Humane Society from 4 to 8 p.m. All tips and 10% of proceeds will go towards the care of our homeless shelter animals. Bundle up and come hungry and help support a great cause at Pizza Ranch tomorrow night, Emily.
That is so cool. I love that when businesses get together to raise funds in that way. And I mean, why not go out and have some pizza anyways? It's not like... that's a bad thing. That's a great thing. So, and then you also know that 10% of, you know, whatever you pay for that pizza and enjoy with that pizza goes towards Sauk County Humane. So that is so cool. And I got to say, yeah, both those pets are stunning. Thor is gorgeous. Then he's standing in the snow and looks like he's been playing in the snow. Just check them out, guys. These are some good looking pets and they look lovely and they seem like they're really kind of ready to go and ready to have a new family.
Yes, most definitely. And the other thing we want everyone to remember, it is cold outside. This is that reminder and keep your pets inside warm and safe. Some of the dogs spend time outside to do their business and to wear off some energy, but those times should be kept short. Older dogs, smaller dogs, short-haired dogs, and those with health issues should definitely have shorter time outside. Jacket, sweater, and boots are great options for walks, but, you know, if it's too cold for you to be outside, it's too cold for your pet to be outside.
Yeah, and you know what? There's an opportunity for you to actually get involved and learn more about how things are done at Sauk County Humane and put in a helping hand, because their next volunteer orientation will be held Saturday, March 1st. So that's just in a few weeks. If you're interested in learning more about the shelter, our mission statement, and how we work, speaking of Sauk County Humane, and all the opportunities available to volunteer, please plan to attend. Children 8 to 18 years of age can volunteer with an adult. That's so sweet. There are many opportunities where you can work hands-on with the animals, dog walking, cat and critter socialization, kennel cleaning, special events, transport to outside appointments, special rescues, collecting donation boxes, being trained for spay-neuter clinics, lawn care, etc. There's applications available online, www.sockhumane.org, or you may come into the shelter to fill out an application. Come and join the volunteer family over there. That would be so, so fun. I worked with animals for many, many years of my life, and I have to tell you, it's so rewarding. They really appreciate you. They remember you every time. And it's just, I would definitely recommend it if you're looking for something to do volunteer, especially like, you know, with a kid, like how nice is that? So they're also looking for donations of canned dog food, cat scratchers from stretchandscratch.com. They're the scratchers that fit into the kennels they have. They're always looking for peanut butter, bleach, laundry detergent, and fabric softener sheets. So go give them a hand in some way or another, because they do a lot of good work.
Yes, they do, and they need these donations. And for information about everything that Emily and I have talked about, you can go to sockhumane.org and look up everything they need. Look at their Amazon wish list. There are so many different things that you can help out with. And again, sockhumane.org, you can give them a like on Facebook as well. Now, Emily, a little bit ago, we were talking about bloopers, right?
Yes.
All right, so we talked a little bit about bloopers. Well, I had a good blooper this morning, and I don't even know that I want to admit this morning, but I'm going to. It's a good one. You ready for this?
All right. I'm ready. I have no idea, folks, what Dave is talking about. So I'm just as, you know, I'm waiting in suspense, just like the rest of you. What was your blooper this morning, Dave?
So thankfully, I noticed this before anyone else noticed this. And so I do get up early in the morning and sometimes am not exactly wide awake when I do get dressed in the morning, right? Well, okay. I had a doozy. I was in getting ready to brush my teeth this morning, and then I realized I've been wearing my shirt inside out for over 2 hours.
And that's why you're on the radio and not TV. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, no, I don't disagree. I mean, in you know, I would have thought, you know, someone else in our house may have noticed it or not. That was not
sure
the case. Or maybe
no, she
didn't.
Just been waiting to tease you.
Right, or just didn't say anything, you know. So I'm in there, and I look down, and I could see the seams of my long-sleeve shirt, because I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt today. I'm like, wow, I don't remember my shirt looking exactly like that. And so I look down, and I see the seams sticking out, and I'm like, look in the mirror, and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely inside out. I've been wearing my shirt inside out for 2 hours this morning.
That's all right, Dave. You know what? Things like that happen when you get busy. Kind of sometimes those common sense things just go right out the window, so... That is
yeah.
Okay. No harm done on that one.
No, thankfully I had not been out in public where anyone had recently saw me at least, but I was just like, oh my gosh, that is priceless. And I'm like, I know I'm going to have people coming in shortly. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad I caught that before somebody else did. That definitely would have been embarrassing. It also makes me thankful that we don't do a live video stream of our show as well, because that definitely would have been priceless. So... Yeah, there is
I'm feeling
that.
Like that today. I don't want a live video stream either. I'm real glad it's just our voices. You know, sometimes, yeah, we can get goofy and do some social media stuff, but mostly it's just nice to talk. So that is appreciated. If you would have shown up at the office with that, I mean, there would have been plenty of people to assist with teasing and then pointing out maybe you should, you know, flip your shirt around.
Yeah, exactly. So that is priceless.
It's okay. It's Monday. It's Monday, everybody. Speaking of getting dressed up, there is a swing dance event at the Great Day Building at 502 Oak this Saturday at 7 p.m. So get your dancing shoes on. Tickets are available. Baraboo Swing at .wordpress.com. They put on great events. We're really excited to have it in the building. 7 p.m. Hop on to there. They've got social media and everything. Baraboo Swing. You'll find it and pop right up. I think you could buy tickets right there on their site. And if you have any questions or any thoughts or anything, you know, go ahead and you can chat them up on the site. They're just great folks, and they're putting on a really cool event. So we're excited for that. And
yes,
wear your shirt right out.
Yeah, exactly. No, it does sound like a great time. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sweet.
Sweet. And that's not the word of the day, in case anyone's curious.
Okay, see you then.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus House on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost.
Sullivan's Two Vehicle Repair Shop of Baraboo is recognizing hardworking Baraboo FFA students during National FFA Week. Call Sullivan's Two, your trusted local vehicle repair shop in Baraboo at 608-356-9282 today and drive safe.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
99.7 Mix FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your
eyes.
were the things you wanted for yourself? Teenage ambitions you'll remember.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. With Pat Benatar, 8:26 on Monday morning. Hit me with your best shot on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:29 on Monday morning. As a reminder, it is Baraboo Thunderbirds boys basketball versus Sauk Prairie tomorrow night, 7 p.m., last regular season game of the year. That'll be right here on 99.7 Max FM, streaming on our website at max.fm, as well as streaming in the free Civic Media app. Ben Bromley will have the call a little bit after 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Also, it is FFA week, and we are celebrating. We will be interviewing the FFA kids all week long. We'll have those interviews 7:30 in the morning every day this week. We thank all those students for stopping in. We appreciate them taking the time to be in this week and interviewing with us and telling us about everything that's going on with the FFA. So again, Bearwood FFA Week this week. Thank you to all those kids for stopping in. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Baraboo State Bank supports Baraboo FFA students as they learn about the future of farming during National FFA Week. You can count on the professionals at Baraboo State Bank, rooted in downtown Baraboo since 1857. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he feels good and will be ready to go for opening day against the Yankees. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Yelich arrived in Brewers spring camp early, said he doesn't see any reason why he won't be ready for the opener of the Major League season. The basketball Badgers upset 7th-ranked Purdue 94-84 on Saturday. John Tanjay poured in 32 points. The Badgers shot 72% from the field in the second half. They'll host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Badger women knocked off Penn State 75-68 yesterday. The nation's longest losing streak is history. Green Bay Phoenix men knocked off Wright State 79-68, ending their 21-game slide. UW-Milwaukee beat Northern Kentucky 92-70. William Byron took home the checkered flag in a wet, sloppy Daytona 500. He surged from the 9 spot and held off Tyler Reddick on the final lap of overtime following a multi-car wreck. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Arctic air has set in. Mostly sunny and frigid today. Highs near 4 above. Wind chill valleys between 15 below and 25 below. Tonight, mostly clear, bitterly cold. A low of negative 15. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 3 below.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:40 on Monday morning. You just heard Brandon talking about it is warming up out there, so that's a good thing. Sun is out. Beautiful Monday morning to be out and about. Here is Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world on Max FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Now that's a way to get going on a Monday morning, Emily.
That's right. That's right. That's one way to get going on a Monday morning, Dave. Way to go.
Yes, that is one of my favorite songs, so I had to get that in there this morning. And just get everyone moving on Monday morning. It is Monday, February 17th. We're going to take a look at calendar days, and one of the ones that I really was intrigued by is Who Shall I Be Day, and that is today. Mm-hmm. And we celebrate to take a break and contemplate what do you want to become. And so, yes, that is one I can definitely appreciate. And I already know what I want to become. I'm doing it. I'm living it each day. But sometimes need to contemplate that.
Yes. And sometimes things just kind of, you know, you kind of get to a point in your life and you look back, you're like, how did I get here? This is really cool. And like, it's just kind of meant to be, or you did the work to get yourself there. And it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
So it's always good to sit back and take a look from the outside in at what you're doing and if it's what you want to be doing and what you could do to move that, to schmoove that along to where you want to be. So it's always good to take pause and do that. Yeah. Another one on that kind of vibe is My Way Day. The crowd is aboard. Live by your own rules on My Way Day. And the picture is My Way or the Highway. That's a little harsh, but that's okay. We definitely live our own way.
Yeah, we do.
In general.
We do.
We don't necessarily follow the norm around here, so just saying.
No. If you look up normal, you're not going to see Emily and my pictures in the dictionary next to normal. Let's just leave it at that. Well, I'll speak for myself anyways.
I love that. I think that adage is going to have to change soon because, you know, the new generations are like, look it up in the dictionary. What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes, good point. The Googles.
What's dictionary?
Yeah.
Oh God. What's an encyclopedia? What's the library?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, and I digress. All right, moving on. Today is National Public Science Day. Get acquainted with science topics and issues that influence our everyday lives. I'm a fan. Love science. Total science
yes.
nerd. So, yep. Do it for sure. What else do we see, Dave?
It is National Tennis Pro Day. It's time to give credit to the ones who tossed ace the game. My lovely wife used to play tennis, so yes,
aww.
I can appreciate that. As we mentioned before, it is President's Day, and so that is a federal holiday, so don't go check your mailboxes today. There are some federal offices are closed today, as well as some other establishments, so check those out. But hey, we're here. It is also this one. It's National Cabbage Day. Did you know that, Emily? That today was National Cabbage Day.
I didn't know that was a thing, though. I mean, cabbage is great. Cabbage is good for you. It's good roughage. It gives a lot of flavor. You know, we do like our corned beef and cabbage spread that we put on lots more often than St. Paddy's Day. We actually have it quite a bit in our house because it's a good economical meal, actually. And it's everybody in my family loves it. So, yeah, cabbage just is yummy. So go if you like cabbage, make something with it today. Sometimes making a good meal just starts with the one ingredient, then you get around there. So that's kind of cool. Also, today is World Human Spirit Day. Celebrate World Human Spirit Day in Zen full fashion. Meditate, be thankful, and stay confident. I really like that. It's got a person meditating on a rock like it's a beautiful beachscape. Yeah. Meditation's hard, but it's good. Give it a try if you've never tried it before. It's a challenge, but it's really worth it. What else do we have here? Oh, National Cafe Au Lait Day. I'm surprised you didn't say that one, Dave, because you're such a...
I was waiting.
Yeah, I was trying to talk, but you just kept talking.
No.
I got you on that one. That was good.
Yes.
Cafe Au Lait is a beautiful, lovely drink. I think the lay part of cafe au lait is the milk, steamed milk on top, but I am not sure. So I don't speak French. So anyways, what they do with cafe au lait, which they do in this picture, which is lovely, is those baristas, beautiful foamy picture on the top of your coffee. It's like this great coffee art. I love it. So I had a coffee drink like that the other day, and I was just astonished at how quickly and how just amazingly well these people are able to make this art on top of your coffee. So, anywho, what else do you
yes.
say?
Yes. All right. This one is near and dear to my heart. And it is Analog to Digital TV Day. Americans celebrate the Analog to Digital TV Day on February 17th annually. It's an unofficial holiday celebrating the transition of TV broadcast from analog to digital. Analog TVs are the earliest type of television technology in which visuals and sounds are controlled by the modification of waves and frequencies. In contrast, digital TV is a high-definition television where visuals and sound are encoded into numbers, giving it a better resolution, clearer and sharper pictures, undistorted sounds, and other enhanced features. The reason that I know so much about this is I also work for a TV station, and and so people may not know that about me, but I do work for our local TV 43 Spectrum Cable Channel 10. I'm the program director there, and I've been working there for at least 5 years, almost 6 years now. And I remember when we converted from analog to digital, it was a process. There's a lot of work that goes into that, and it's just not a simple flip of the switch. It requires new equipment, and it allows other things to take place in the realm that used to be on. So it was a huge undertaking. All of our larger TV stations had to do that. you had to get, if you had an analog TV, you had to get a converter box. Many of us remember those from many years ago. You had to have that converter box on there in order to see the new channels. Of course, all the latest TVs, that's not a thing anymore. It's all digital, and that's why you have all the sub-channels on there as well. That was the other thing that the digital transition allowed for, is you can have multiple channels on that same channel. So, like, for example, channel 57, there's 9 sub-channels on there, and that's what digital allowed them to do as well. So, pretty cool technology, to say the least.
Yeah, the transition was funky. I remember, though, too, you had to get, like, you had to have a box in order to run digital. And then when digital became a little bit more normal and you were still like in a flux, you had to have a box to run the analog, I feel like. I don't know. That's kind of what I remember. But those of you out there that are under the age of, you know, anything, basically all the ages, in case you don't know what we're talking about, this is back when TVs had a knob that you turned
one way or the other
in order to get from station channel to channel. And then there was a knob too that either was channel 3 or it was UHF, I think is what it was.
Yeah, you had UHF and VHF.
You could turn it to other stations or channels they were at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot less complicated than it is. And things did not have remote controls even really. I mean, that's back when they clicked, and that's why people called them a clicker, but that was even still new. We didn't have a remote control when I was growing up. I don't even think they existed. I don't know. Maybe we just didn't have one, but
You were the remote control. Get up and change the channel, Emily. That you were that remote control as a kid.
I was the little sister who had all the energy, so anything anyone needed done, Emmy, go do it. I'm going to change the channel. So that was definitely my job amongst many other high energy things that no one else wanted to do. I was just assigned everything. So, you know, put that energy into good use.
Yes, indeed. And the last one I saw today, and this was one of my favorite, Champion Crab Races Day. So include crabs in your diet and crab races in your list of fun things to do. I think that'd be a pretty slow-paced race, just saying.
It would be funny, though. There's a couple I noticed, too, as far as some world appreciation. Daisy Gatz and Bates Day celebrate this praiseworthy activist who believed in fighting against racial inequality and justice. It is also the February 17th Revolution. Look back on the events of the Libyan Revolution and how this changed the nation. And then there was one other one I wanted to sneak in there. Oh, Louis Riel Day. Get ready to dive into Manitoban history as we remember and celebrate Louis Riel. So many things out there happening. The big one that I saw today that is my favorite is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. So if you are out there doing stuff throughout your day, remember this one. I mean, it's always nice to have random acts of kindness every day, but it's hard. We got, you know, life happens, we get moving. So if you have a minute to pause today and do something kind for someone or a stranger or someone in your workplace or your kid or whatever that's kind of random, then you get to check that off your list for today, Monday, February 17th.
Exactly. And every day should be that day. Always be kind. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Sounds like a plan. Have a happy Monday, everybody. Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm, Emily. Have a happy Monday. And as a reminder, we will see that cold weather advisory expire at 11 today, and then another one kicks in at 9 p.m. tonight. We'll get that up to date on our Max FM Facebook page as well. And as a reminder, as we talk about that, if you have a closing cancellation or delay that you do need to pass along to us, best thing to do is email info@max.fm. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, Station Manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
my toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Well,
Yeah.